Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we talked a little bit about the biology of sleep, if you will, and what I wanted to talk about this week is some tips. I've got 8 of them, so there's quite a bit, but I'm really going to focus on a couple of them to touch on them, because each one of these really could be a whole radio program in itself. So there's many factors that can negatively impact our sleep, and this includes things like stress and caffeine, medical problems like restless leg syndrome, chronic pain. So a couple of things I really want to focus on in terms of how to protect our sleep. So the main thing is we really want to make sleep a priority. I do have patients coming in. Certainly during COVID, you know, our sleep has been all over the place. People have been staying up late. Sometimes they're working at home. It's really important to get 7 to 9 hours of restful sleep a night and really prepare for sleep with a routine fashion. So it becomes more of a priority rather than just something that you kind of fit into your day. And it sounds kind of obvious, but it's surprising how many of my patients will say they fall asleep on the couch, and then they get up, and then they try to get back to sleep, and they can't get back to sleep because they've already fallen asleep in front of the couch earlier in the evening, for example. So we want to create a sleep-friendly environment. So we want to treat our bedroom really like a sanctuary, and we want to keep the temperatures moderately cool. Cooler is better, actually. Really focus on reducing the noise. And some of my patients that do have things like tinnitus or other issues going on, street noise, I usually recommend like a noise machine, a white noise machine or something that provides calming noise in the background. Maintaining a consistent and restful routine is really important. Like I said, we really want to have regular hours for sleep. Maintaining a regular schedule, protecting our circadian rhythm is really important. So rather than having these vast fluctuations in terms of when we go to bed, really try to keep to a regular schedule. One of the things I focus on as well with patients is really avoiding blue light emitting devices. So this means keeping your cell phone and your computer out of your bedroom. One of the big things that we see is, certainly in the research, is the light can actually slow down the production of a hormone called melatonin, and that's that sleep-inducing hormone. So our body normally produces it when the room is dark, but if we're subject to street light or lights from even clocks or from our cell phone, it can actually reduce that melatonin. We would definitely want to minimize sleep disturbances or disruptors like caffeine and alcohol. Certainly alcohol can make you fall asleep faster, but effects are really short-lived. And it actually shortens that REM sleep, that deep sleep that we actually need for rest and recovery. For people that have chronic pain and other conditions that affect sleep, it's really important to work with a healthcare practitioner or a naturopathic doctor to help treat that chronic pain if it's keeping you up at night. Two last things, exercise. It's really one of the most helpful things that you can do to improve your sleep. And it doesn't have to be heavy exercise. Even walking can be very helpful, getting outside, and balancing your hormones. A lot of my patients certainly, you know, if they're going through menopause or perimenopause, an imbalance of estrogen can cause waking in the night, night sweats, all those kinds of things. So thyroid issues can be affecting sleep as well. So lots of tips and lots of things that we work on with patients that come in with sleep issues. And anybody wants to get more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Dial that number, ask for Dr. Betty, and book a consultation. It won't cost you anything, either in person or by phone, and you can get the information you need to get started and protect your sleep and benefit from it as well. Dr. Betty, thank you. That was very enlightening, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.